Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host for beginning of the week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I've got the great pleasure of welcoming a guest today to our program, Bethany Bassanese. And I've gotten to know Bethany over the last few years here in the Ann Arbor area. She's part of what's called a missional community of young adults who are Catholics, who are seriously just supporting each other and walking together as like a spiritual family on mission together to both live more closely with the Lord, to live out their faith together, to experience community, but open their lives together to others who don't know the Lord, and to reach out to them and draw them into that same spiritual family. It's a beautiful thing to see and very fruitful and very effective. So welcome, Bethany.
Hello.
Yeah, nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Is this your first time on the radio?
It is, yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, so it always takes a little bit for people to come and get over and say, okay, I'm going to do this, you know?
Yes.
So yeah. Thank you. Thanks for
inviting me.
You're
really
welcome. You're welcome.
To be here.
Yeah. Before we talk about what's happening with the missional community experience that you're part of, is tell our friends just a little bit about yourself, where you're from, your background, kind of your personal faith journey, and what even got you interested ultimately in doing something like that.
Sure. So going back to earlier, I was born in California and my family moved here when I was 4. So really, you know, I have a lot of family in California, but I'm pretty much a Michigander as far as I'm concerned. I would say the first thing that impacted my faith was probably just growing up in a Catholic family, you know, and learning about the faith. I remember my first communion being a big deal. I was homeschooled, and so my mom had this picture book with pictures of like the Creed and the Our Father, and like we'd pray it with pictures. And I remember that being really impactful and helpful as a child.
Yeah.
I grew up really loving the faith and learning to love the Lord. And I'd say another thing that impacted my faith was actually my grandma really liked to pray daily prayer. So she would do morning and evening prayer. And so whenever she would visit, she would have me come and sit with her and pray morning and evening prayer. And so
that's a
memory that kind of came to me as I was thinking about that. Like, yeah, that's something that really, she ended up getting me like a Christian prayer book now.
Well, she did. Well, thank God for grandmas like that.
Yeah.
My mother, who passed away a few years ago in her early 90s, she would pray often with, she prayed the rosary two or three times a day or whatever. And so when the grandkids were staying with her, she'd recruit them, come on, come and join me, you know. And so, and grandmas can have such a big impact on kids, more than they even know, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and more than the moms, right? Because the moms tell you to do stuff. They're always telling you to do stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's just different, you know, when you have those outside influences.
Yeah.
So those are some big things, you know, early on. And then another thing that was really amazing that I don't even think we talked about before was just when I was 10, my mom had breast cancer. And it was really bad. I mean, she ended up having to be in the hospital for 2 months and like every treatment you can possibly imagine. And the parish that I was a part of, really small parish, Resurrection Parish in Canton, they literally took care of my family. I mean, my dad was able to go to the hospital every day to be with my mom because there were people every day taking care of us. I mean, babysitting, you know, taking us to church, like literally everything, meals every day. And I think that that's something, the more that I thought about it as well, that really impacted my faith in a way of like, wow, this is what people of God look like in action. Mm-hmm. You know, this is how they can take care of their own, you know. And so that really left kind of an indelible mark on me of like, wow, people of God reach out to those in need, whether their own or others. And so
it's a great story. And that's a wonderful experience. And thank God for the parish, with the life that they had in the particular parish. Not all parishes are that way. I think all aspire to be that way. But that's not always everyone's experience of what it's
right,
like. People can often feel alone and lonely and things like that, or feel like, gee, I don't want to ask anybody for anything or put anybody out because it doesn't feel like a spiritual family.
Exactly.
It doesn't feel like brothers and sisters who have the freedom to ask for things like that or to let people know when they're in need at that level.
Right.
And a beautiful story.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I think, as I was thinking about the missional community, the difference between a small parish and a large parish is often that in this small parish, what I saw as a child was, hey, these people know each other. They know everyone in the parish. They know when somebody's sick and losing their hair and has four young children to take care of, and they want to be a part of that and help out. So I think that's kind of what I'm excited about, because I know that if someone in our missional community was sick or in need, we'd be there. I mean, I could get into that. I know we're not there yet, but like, that's what I think I really love, is seeing that similarity to me, at least in that community part. I think the service part's a little different in what we're trying to do with the missional community, but
a parish is, and a diocese is, the whole church is a family of families.
Exactly.
And it's so when it's a, but when it's a big parish, it's hard to break that down, because you only see, most people only see one another on Sunday at Mass, or that may be the only time they intersect.
If you don't go to the same Mass.
The church. And if you live, if you don't go to the same Mass, or you live far apart from each other, your neighbors maybe. So it's hard to have the incarnational experience of living that way as a spiritual family in a way that impacts my life and have the kind of support, friendship in Christ. So breaking it down into smaller units is always a challenge for a parish to figure out, how can we do this? How can we make this experience we all desire to have, or most of us desire to have, or certainly leaders want to have happen in a parish, how can we actually make that real for people? How can we lead them into it? You know. So how old were you when your mom had cancer?
10.
So then what happened after that? You had, you know, time went on for you.
I mean, a lot happened after that. You know, I think as far as my faith goes, it was pretty status quo, cradle Catholic after that point. You know, made my confirmation, went to high school. I was homeschooled for 3 years of high school, and then I went to community college and got involved in different things. And I think that I was always very faithful. You know, I kept a prayer journal. That's something that another friend had given me, a journal to start writing in, and that was something that was really integral to my faith. But then in college, I think I really had a tough time my last 2 years of college, I'd say. I was definitely going to church, but it was, you know, you're faced with a culture that's just the opposite of the church. And you're like, well, that looks kind of fun, you know, like, what is that life like, you know?
Sure.
And so I definitely was at a point where I was struggling and just wondering, okay, is God real? Is this really real? And there were a number of different things that happened in my life where, you know, I was able to test my faith and own it for myself, which I think is a really important point in anyone's life, especially if you're raised Catholic, you know, to say, what do I really think? What is the truth? And seek that out for your own. So that was kind of my moment, my interior struggle. But there was one particular moment that really hit me. And it's probably going to sound silly, because it's something that I feel like just God knows how much this would speak to me. But I had a moment driving in the car, and I was just like, you know, God, like, I don't even know what exactly I asked, but I was like, God, like, you know, what do you think of me? And are you real? And like, you know, just one of those really raw moments. Yeah. And I happened to be driving, and I turned on the radio, and like, the first words were perfectly like, you crazy girl, don't you know that I love you? I wouldn't dream of going nowhere. And it's like, it's a country song. It's not even a Christian song.
Yeah.
It's like on a station I don't normally listen to. I don't know why it was on my radio, but I was just like, that to me was a moment of God saying like, yeah, of course I hear you. I love you, you know, and yes, I'm here. I'm real. And it might sound really silly.
No, it doesn't.
But it was a moment to me that I feel like that's how God speaks to me, is in those little moments where you could say, oh, maybe it's a coincidence, but I know in my heart, like, that it's not. And so that was really a turning point for me, not just that moment, but that, again, refining and seeking and owning that for my own. And then getting more involved in the student center there. I went to MSU. Sorry, anyone?
Michigan State University.
Yes. Sorry for
nothing to be sorry for. It's great. I know you're in Ann Arbor. Is that like an obligatory thing you have to say in
Ann
Arbor?
I have to apologize for going to MSU anywhere I go. So I'm not really sorry, but, you know, just anyone who gets offended. But so I got involved in there's another kind of cool God moment. I was praying about being more involved in the community at St. John's Center and just saying, you know, okay, if I really want to seek my faith, what does that look like? So I went to the first dinner that I'd ever gone to after evening Mass. You know, they have the evening Mass for the students. And this one guy, like, walks right up to me, like, hi, you know, I don't even remember his name. But he came up to me and he was like, "Hi, what's your name?" And I'm like, "Oh, you know, my name's Beth." And he's like, "Bethany, our retreat this year is going to be at Bethany House. You should come." And I was like, "All right, God, I'm going." So I went to that retreat. I got a little bit more involved. And then when I came back to Ann Arbor, or not Ann Arbor, but the Ann Arbor area is where I'm from, after graduating, I really hungered for an authentic community. And I think it took me a while to find that. And so that's kind of how I ended up with the missional community, but there are a few things kind of in between that. I don't know what.
So you came to Ann Arbor and were working. Mm-hmm. What parish did you end up joining at the time?
I went back to going to church with my parents in Canton, actually. Mm-hmm. So Resurrection Parish there to begin with. So that's where I started going to church after graduating from Michigan State. And then eventually I started getting involved in some of the young adult groups in the area and started going to Generation Christ at St. Thomas.
What's that about?
That I was basically a holy hour after the 6 p.m. Mass, and there was praise and worship music and then fellowship after that from like, so the holy hour is 7, 8 o'clock. There was like a social and food and people would hang out. But it was basically like, okay, here's the other young adult Catholics to meet and talk to and hang out with and talk about your faith with. And so that was something that it was a stepping stone, I think, for me in my faith to just have a group of Catholics to be around and hang out with. Mm-hmm. And some of my closest friends now I met through that group. So.
And then what got you involved in the missional community idea?
Yeah, so I had started also going to ID916, and they had done Alpha at the Burax House. Actually, I don't know if anybody knows them, but it was really fun. Joey asked me if I wanted to come, and so I ended up going, and I was a part of that, and then I was a part of helping with Alpha after that. And then years later, Joey started this missional community thing, and I had actually just been discerning religious life at the time. And
well, there's a lot here to the story. Yeah.
Yeah. So I can kind of wrap it up in a neat way, which is I was discerning religious life and I was going to enter with the community, actually the Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist here in Ann Arbor. And I was like really excited about it and nervous and scared. And basically all three of the superiors there were like, "We really feel like you're called to something in the world, like where God's been moving." And they basically described something like the missional community. And in the back of my mind was Joey saying, "Hey, you should come help start this thing." And so that was really a neat God moment for me, too, in my discernment that, yeah, God really wants me to do something different. And so that's how I got involved. That was, I think, two summers ago that happened. So
yeah. Wonderful. So you've pretty much walked with the Lord your whole life.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's great. It's very inspiring. You know, yeah. Bethany's going to be with us again tomorrow. We're going to talk more in depth about the experience of developing the missional community and what that's meant for her and her friends and the brothers and sisters that are there with her. It's missional in its heart, right? The desire to respond to the Great Commission, to bring God's love to people who don't know the Lord is kind of the goal of the whole thing. But to do that in a way that just the natural way of supporting each other and living the rhythms of life together, that you're able to invite people into what is essentially a kind of small spiritual family. So friends, hope you can tune in tomorrow because it'll be very helpful, a lot to learn there. So thank you, Bethany, for being with us. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.